Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Prosperity Proven. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Are you blessed?
Yes.
Does the blessing that's on you affect other people?
Yes.
If you're walking in the fullness of this and faith in this, other people might not know it, but they ought to be glad when you step on their airplane and go somewhere.
Amen.
Amen. They may not know it, but they ought to be glad when you come to their store and you do business with them. They might not know it, but they ought to be glad when you move to their neighborhood. Because you didn't just bring your cat with you. You didn't just bring your couch and your sofa. What'd you bring?
Blessing.
The blessing is on you. And everywhere you go, that blessing goes. And everything you put your hand to prospers and goes and increases. Oh, glory to God. I've had this stirring in my spirit last few days. And it really began to come up strong tonight about the people in this church that are business owners and about the people in this church that work for other people and about the people in this church that are involved in shows. Can God bless a show?
Yes,
yes He can. Especially somebody who believes in the blessing.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
There are some things that are required of us. We're already seeing them. You got to be obedient, right? You got to go where He tells you to go and stay where He tells you to stay. You got to honor Him, right? With your tithes and your first fruits and your offerings, you got to be a giver. You got to obey Him. You must honor Him. Oh, but friend, when you do your part, the blessing is activated. The blessing is released. And people around you are affected because of the blessing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I know Phyllis, she worked for doctors. When we first went out to Ramah, she didn't feel impressed to go the same year I went. She went after I did, several years after I did. But when she began, the place where she began wasn't very big. And the people that were in charge, they said, well, you know, if X amount of new patients come in, you get a certain kind of a salary and a bonus. And they made it pretty attractive. Well, they didn't know what they did. Because Phyllis put her faith on it. And I tell you what, patients came from everywhere. Everywhere. And that place, do you remember some numbers?
We would see it in the beginning, like 30 a day. When I left, it was like
130
a day.
30 a day. Went to 130 a day. And the bonuses became bigger than your salary. Increase. And they hired other doctors and expanded the offices. And the head of the thing told her he knew. The blessing was there. And he'd ask her every so often, do y'all need anything? Do you need anything? He helped us several times when we really needed help. And you could just see it. I mean, he just blossomed and bloomed and multiplied. Well, you know, men try to take credit for things, but friend, when something goes, something's behind it. Something's on it. Begin believing in the blessing. And God will deal with people to come to your store, buy from you, come to your show. And folks will wonder, why are they going over there? Why are all those people over there? Why are all those people over there? I know they're not any better than this other place. Their stuff is not any better than this other stuff. Why are they all going over there? The blessing. The blessing. Everybody say the blessing.
Blessing.
Say it out loud, the blessing.
Blessing.
The blessing.
The blessing.
Hallelujah. Go back to Genesis and we'll close by reading these things, I think. Going back to the first chapter or so. I want you to see a pattern here. Genesis 1 and 22. How'd the Lord start this thing out? Genesis 1:22. And God blessed them. Blessed them. Blessed them. Didn't say he sprinkled some water on them. Didn't say he waved a feather over them. What did he do? This is something real. This is something tangible in the spirit. He blessed them. What does it mean when God blesses you? I looked it up. I knew you'd want to know. And I looked at numerous expositors of the Hebrew words. And the best one I could find that sums it all up together, these theologians said this, these scholars said this. They said to bless in the Old Testament means to endue with power for success. Power to succeed. They went on to say power for prosperity, power for longevity, power to succeed. The blessing is anointing. The blessing is power. Power on you. I mean, the Lord said numerous places, didn't he? Other places, we won't go to them tonight, but didn't he say that he empowers us to prosper?
Yes.
Didn't he say? I mean, he said those very words. That's what the blessing is. When you say, I'm blessed, you just said, I am empowered. I am endued with ability to succeed. Well, then failure would have to be greater than the blessing for you to fail. And if you stay with God, it cannot be. Everybody said out loud, I can't go under for going over.
I can't lose
for winning.
No.
Why? Because I am endued with power to succeed. I'm empowered to prosper. Whoo! What if you believe that with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength? What if you said it over you and your kids and all your stuff every day? This church is blessed. The people here are blessed. Their businesses are blessed. Every show involved with this church is blessed.
Hallelujah.
Somebody said, what about the other churches? Well, there's two if they believe it. Every Christian has the same right, but not everybody believes it. A lot of folk just believe, well, we'll just have to wait and see. We'll just launch out and just see. That's no faith. I said, that's no faith. We didn't try this church. We didn't say, well, we'll dabble in it and see. We were committed. I had people call me and they were concerned about me. And they said, Brother Keith, you got a good ministry. What do you want to do this for? I mean, what do you want to bite this thing off for? You're doing good. You're blessed. And I was. And I still am. Doing even better now. Yeah, I'm blessed. I'm blessed. And finally, I told one of the guys, he said, some people had called me about you. And they said, they're concerned about you. I said, well, listen, I'm a man. I could miss it. I could miss God. I'm not jumping into this thing, you know, half cocked. I've prayed. I have waited on the Lord. I have searched this thing out. But I'm a man. I could miss it. I said, but I would rather fall flat on my face and blow it and have everybody laugh at me, endeavoring to obey God, then sit by the side and play it safe and do nothing, scared to step out. No faith. So here we go. And here we are. And we just got started. I said, we just got started because we are blessed. We're blessed. We are the blessed of the Lord. We are endued with power to succeed. Glory to God. You believe that? Y'all believe that? Yeah. The Lord blessed them. He said, be fruitful and multiply. Genesis 1:28. He said it again. God blessed them and said, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion. Has he ever changed? What's he saying to us today? Be fruitful, multiply. And that means in every good thing. Genesis 9, after the flood that destroyed everything that breathed on the earth except for covenant people. Chapter 9, verse 1, and God did what? What did he do? He blessed Noah and his sons, and he said to them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. We've heard it before. It's a fact. We see a theme here, don't we? Now get this one in chapter 12. You've heard it, but hear it again and hear it good. This is when the Lord spoke to Abram and gave him the blessing. Does this blessing affect us?
Yes.
Well, now just hold your place and go to Galatians 3 so that you know that you know that you believe what you just said. Galatians, the third chapter, talks about this blessing. Is this blessing still in effect?
Yes.
Yes, it is. God said, light be. Is that still in effect?
Yes.
Sure. In Galatians 3 and verse 13, are you there?
Yes.
Hold your place in Genesis if you didn't lose it already. But in Galatians 3:13, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. That's where the curse is. Where's your curse at? Are you cursed?
No.
No. All the curse that was on me or would ever be on me fell on him.
Yeah, right.
That's why he endured such a horrible thing. All that curse that was on me and you fell on him. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangs on the tree. And he did.
Yeah.
Why? Why did he do that? A lot of people say, well, so we wouldn't have to go to hell. Thank God. But that's not what this is. It does include that. But what does this say? Why did Jesus take all that curse on him? Verse 14. That. Whoo. Does this make you happy like it does me? That the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Did it come? Is it ours? Are we blessed? What blessing is ours? The blessing. And you shall be a blessing. Is he talking about us?
Yes.
We just got through reading Galatians 3:13. Christ took the curse so that we got this blessing. This blessing. Are we the blessed of the Lord?
Yes.
Just like Abraham.
Yes.
Just like Isaac.
Yes.
Just like Jacob.
Yes.
Just like Joseph.
Yes.
I'm blessed. That same blessing that was on Abraham is on me. If you believe that, it'll change your life. That same blessing that was on them is on me.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, The God of Joseph, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R430. That's R430. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.